This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal legal experts weigh in on the discussion draft of the Respect Act, which involves consultation between federal agencies and tribes when it comes to government actions impacting tribal lands and interests. Lauren Van Schelfgaard, director of the Tribal Legal Development Clinic at ACLU School of Law, says robust consultation policy is needed and should include ongoing communication and institutionalize nation-to-nation relationships. She says that's good federal governance and good tribal governance.
Consultation with tribal governments, when conducted meaningfully, is nevertheless the most effective and efficient means for acknowledging and braiding tribal concerns into the vast array of projects and interests that impact tribes. Consultation is a manifestation of the nation-to-nation federal-tribal relationship. It can facilitate large-scale resource management planning, incorporating tribal concerns early, and thereby limiting costly and harmful intrusions later.
Matthew Fletcher, director and professor of Indigenous Law at Michigan State University College of Law, says the Respect Act is a step in the government fulfilling its trust responsibility to tribes.
Federal-tribal relations always work better as a partnership of sovereigns instead of as an adversarial relationship. Many Indian nations believe that the relationship between the United States and them and their nations is one of a familial relationship. It is not intended to be adversarial. Our current era of federal Indian policy, as it has been for the past half century or more, is that of tribal self-determination. And for that period of time, Congress and the executive branch largely have embraced this relationship. Congress and the executive branch and the United States has also embraced the trust relationship and the duty of protection that the United States owes to Indian people and to Indian tribes.
Fletcher says consultation must also include treaty rights, state governments when they engage in federal projects, and tribal impact statements. Lawmakers heard testimony Thursday during a virtual hearing in the U.S. House Subcommittee for Indigenous Peoples of the United States. Residents of the Red Lake Nation in Minnesota are no longer under medical martial law after more than a year of the order due to COVID-19 safety precautions. Restrictions were on travel, which was limited to essential business only. There were daily curfews, and non-members could not enter the reservation. The medical martial law was lifted by the Red Lake Tribal Council last week. Emergency restrictions eased include face masks, which will no longer be required for outdoor activities, restrictions on the number of people attending indoor activities, and non-residents entering the reservation. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma is offering incentives for vaccinated tribal government employees. Tribal officials hope to increase the number of employees receiving COVID-19 vaccines with a $300 incentive. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. recently signed an order providing a vaccine reward and incentive program for the more than 4,000 tribal government employees. The order does not apply to Cherokee Nation businesses or other entities. As of this week, about 40% of tribal government employees were vaccinated. Hoskin says they're hoping to increase those numbers to 70% to help protect the tribe, employees, and elders from COVID-19. The Cherokee Nation expects to issue the incentives in June. The vaccine rewards will continue through the end of 2021. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.